Okay, joining us is, well, he was recently named the 2022 New South Wales Country Racing Trainer of the Year, Ningen Boy, and these days Dubbo-based trainer, and, well, his dad, of course, is the accomplished horseman Rodney Robb as well. Brett Robb joining us. Brett, good morning to you, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, boys. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thanks. Great to have you on the show, and what a 12 months it's been for you. You've got a 20% strike rate. Why do you think that things have worked out so well for you, particularly in that, since you had that move to Dubbo?
Since I moved to Dubbo, I got access to better horses, you know, and still we still had access to go to the week of meetings, you know, and when I first got my license, my dad always said, if you get out of bed and work your horses and take your horses where they can win, you know, you won't go broke. So that's what we tried to do. You know, we had a week of horses, we could go west, you know, and win a race, and our stronger horses, we could stay around the tab areas, you know, so that's what we did.
And Magic Zariz, 10-year-old, won the Cotton Cup there at Warren earlier this month. Has the Mudgee Cup always been his target, or is this one that you've just thought, too, we may as well have a crack?
Oh, yeah, I just thought this one, we just have a crack, but we got him up and fit, you know. I'm a bit worried on the track there, probably get back to the firmer side, and He doesn't like that, you know. He'll run on a good four, soft five, soft six, but once it gets back to a three, he sort of digs the toes in a bit. So, look, I'll get there that day and see what the track's like. And look, if it's too hard, I might not go around. But yeah, the Warren Cup was normally the one I was setting him for, you know. So we had a bit of luck there and got away with the win, so it was good.
I know that, you know, we'll find out who's in the race today, but geez, it looks a strong Mudgee Cup.
It does, you know, and I think, you know, the old horse, I know he's a 92 rater now, you know, but he comes up against a lot better quality horses, you know, and I think he's pretty badly weighted against those horses. I was hoping they would run off the city benchmark for him, you know, that'd get him down in the weights, because they're pretty good to him there. He's a 92 rater out here and only a 66 rater down there, so I was sort of hoping for the city rating, but didn't go that way, so... Look, I got Shay Lee on him. She rode him very good last start at Warren, so she claims the two. She'll go back on him, and he'll go around with the 58 kilos. So, yeah, look, we'll see how we go. It's a lot stronger than what the Warren Cup was, but, look, he'll go there. If the track's right, he'll give his all, you know.
Brett, say you do go around. Where would you like to draw? Where would he be most comfortable?
Oh, you know, four or five. He's ideal where he's, you know, earlier days he was 1300 to 1400 was his go. He'd get the mile, but he'd only just get it. Whereas now he's got older legs now. You know, I think the mile or further actually suits him. So I'll put him in the first, you know, four or five, hopefully. Anyway, if he draws right.
What about in the Mudgee Sprint? You've got Morgan Stern.
Yeah, no, he's another horse. He's probably the best one in his stable at the moment. You know, he's flying, that horse. We actually, a bit of a funny story. Mitch Lloyd, when I first got my license, you know, because we used to follow the picnics around, when I first got my license, he always said, I'll get you a picnic horse, we'll try for the picnic championship. And I was like, yeah, righto. And anyway, I got the phone call, and Mitch rung me, he said, I got your picnic horse. And I was like, yeah, righto, no worries. I think they give about $3,500 to $4,000 for him, you know. And anyway, we got him here, and anyway, we had him accepted for Bree Warriner. Yeah, Brie Warren. We said, oh, we'll go and see if he can run on the dirt, you know, see if we can get him around on the picnics. And anyway, Brie Warren got washed out, and I gave him a couple of gallops in between, and I rung Mitch, and I said, this horse goes pretty good, you know, I think he's a bit better than a picnic horse. And we took him to Gil Gander, and he put him away like a good horse, you know. So we gave him one more start after that. He only got beat a nose here by a good horse at Clint London's Ferris, you know, and I thought, we'll put him away, you know, I think he'd be a good Bush Cups horse. So we did that, and the horse come back good, and you know, he's had, you know, three starts or three wins, and they've both been very good wins, you know. He's won on a good three to a heavy nine, you know, so he can run on all surfaces. And at the moment, I reckon I've got him as good as I've ever had him, you know. So I think, you know, he gets in the race with, you know, 55 kilos. He's well-weighted. It's going to be his toughest arse, you know. He's up against some good sprinters there. But I think, you know, the way he's been going at home and the way he's been racing, I do think he can match him.
Okay, Morgan Stern, keep an eye out for it on Friday for our listeners. Now, Princess Factor, you've got lots of options, including even Gunnedah potentially on Saturday as well. What are you thinking there?
I've got her in. I accepted for the both races at Mudgee. I didn't accept for Gunnedah. I thought, you know, she's a nervy mare. She's not the best traveller. It takes about 3.5 hours to get to go. And I think, you know, she's been a bit disappointing for me, what she shows at home. You know, the mare can really gallop. But, look, she's been out for a couple of years. She had a few setbacks, had some really bad feet. She had an injury at the races with the previous trainer, and she had to have a long time off. So, look, the way she works at home, I think there's a couple of races in her, but I think she's got to get out and find the lead. You know, she can find the lead. She's got to be very competitive. She went around at Narromine the other day. She was a bit disappointing, but she missed the start there over 800 metres. And, yeah, look, my dad always taught me over 800 metres, you know, you can give them weight, but you can't give them start, and she gave them too much start. So she was finished before they'd gone 100 yards, I think.
You got a 3-year-old Sizzle Benizzle, which broke its maiden a couple of starts ago.
Yeah, no, he's a nice little horse, very nice little horse. I still don't think the penny's fully dropped with him. He'll go around in the 58, 1200 at Mudgee on Friday. And then sort of, I think he's the type of horse that's probably going to want 1400 or a mile, I reckon. The way the in at Dubbo was very good. You know, he sat 3 and 4 deep and won by three and a half lengths, I think. Yeah, still done a little bit wrong, but he's come back this time. He's come back a little bit better, but I still think next is going to be his best prep. But I do got a lot of time for him. If I can, you know, win a race or two, I'd like to set him for the country championships out here. Mm-hmm. And see how we go there. But I do think he's a nice little horse.
Mm. And how about the area itself, Brett, and the surrounding towns being involved with the floods? How's it all going out there now?
Yeah, no, it's all going good now. It was hard for about 3 months, you know, working your horse and stuff, but everyone was in the same boat. But, yeah, it did make it very hard, you know, because I've got two complexes. I've got the stables here at the track, and then I've got a farm about 5 k's out the road. And out the farm flooded and, yeah, made it hard out there, so I couldn't have as many horses in. But, yeah, no, it's all back on track now. It's starting to dry out, so, yeah, it makes it a bit easier.
How do you handle something like that, though, Brett? I mean, you know, you've got to look after your horses first and foremost, and, you know, when there's plenty of flooding around, and how does the other trainers all cope? Do you all bandy together and help one another?
Oh, yeah, we try to, yeah. Biggest thing is the track here was the hardest thing, working, keeping your horses up and fit, you know. Because it was raining nearly every second or third day, and, you know, you couldn't get on your grass tracks because you're only, you know, you reckon the tracks for race day and stuff. And, you know, if you go galloping your horses on the wet tracks all the time, you can cause injuries. But, yeah, no, it was very hard. As I said, very hard for everyone. But, look, we got through it. It's all right now. So, hopefully it'll stay dry for a little while.
And hopefully everyone can enjoy what is a great day there at Mudgee on Friday, one of the great country cup meetings in New South Wales. But, you know, Brett, I know that, you know, you've been spending a lot of time growing up in Ningen and the surrounding areas. You've been to many country meetings way out in the middle of nowhere in the bush. Tell us some of your favourites that, you know, our listeners might like to get off the beaten track and go and get involved in.
Probably my favourite one was Louth.
Yeah.
You know, before I got me trainer's license, I was riding track work from Dad for that. I thought Louth was one of my favourites, you know. I had an old horse called Rusty Motorbike. We won the Louth Cup with him twice, so that was good fun. I went to Birdsville a couple of times. That was good fun up there. You start there for about 3 or 4 weeks. It's a good little holiday. There you go. You do a lot of yabbying, a lot of fishing. If you think you can fight, you can get in the boxing tent up there. I tried that out, and I worked out I can't fight. But but yeah, no, it's good fun. Broken Hill's another one. I really enjoyed Broken Hill, St. Pat's meeting. It's a good weekend out there. You know, you go out there, you got the trots on the Friday night, you know, and then you get a two up on the Friday night, and then you got the races on the Saturday. It's a big day there, a glad up. And then, you know, on the Sunday, you got the Silverton. They have all the music out at Silverton. So, yeah, they're probably the three of my favourites, you know.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you're toasting and having a beer to a winner or two there at Mudgee on Friday, mate. Appreciate your thoughts this morning, and well done on what's been a great 12 months for you as well.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having us on.